Is this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze. Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze. Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feidelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.
Your season league fantasy football league may be over, but there's still plenty of excitement at DraftKings.com. DraftKings is America's favorite one-week fantasy sports site where you can win enormous cash prizes every time you play. True story, Dave from Boston won $1 million in one day just playing fantasy football at DraftKings. So did Matt from Florida and Ray from Jersey. In fact, DraftKings has crowned a new millionaire every week this season. The football action even continues throughout the playoffs at DraftKings.com, so the pool of players is a lot smaller. I think a lot of the fluke wins and things being up to chance is significantly decreased. So if you know what you're doing, the playoffs is the time to really cash in. So be sure to check out their other exciting money-making contests in other sports too, like hockey, college, and pro hoops. And you've been hearing all year long about big winners at DraftKings.com. Now it's your turn to win huge cash. Head over to DraftKings.com now and use promo code KFC to play for free in the $100,000 fantasy football contest this weekend. DraftKings.com, bigger events, bigger winnings, bigger millionaires. Enter KFC for free entry now at DraftKings.com. Welcome back, Big Daddy Trent, to the show. How you been, Trent?
Good, man. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, of course, dude. You've been on a bit of a hot streak, I'd say, in the world of Barstool. I think that your most recent achievement would be that that golf swing video.
Oh, yeah.
Which I was rolling when you said liftoff. That was so perfect. It reminded me, that swing reminded me of, like, I was trying to think of a parallel. It was kind of like Reggie Miller. You know when he stands, like, completely sideways shooting free throws?
Yeah.
Totally fucking fundamentally out of whack, but the dude never missed a free throw.
Well,
Trent,
here's the
Big
thing.
Daddy's got his ass down low. The club is like horizontal, and then fucking liftoff. I made
the video, and I didn't even think, like, that's just how I swing. And then people were commenting like, "Oh, that's fake. That's fake." I'm like, I've never watched my swing before. That was the first time I'd ever seen it.
I get that. Not many people film themselves and watch, but nobody was ever like, "Yo, Big Daddy, you look like you're taking a shit."
That's the thing. I would say if anybody, I would blame my friends because they've golfed with me for however many years and they were never like, dude, it looks like you're about to take a dump before you swing. So
everybody, you need the crew. You need someone in the crew to call you out when you look ridiculous. I don't think you don't have that guy.
Maybe I'm that guy. And then when I'm up on the tee, it's just like, all right, Trent looks like a fucking idiot again.
Fights. You had one of your funniest tweets, I think, ever yesterday about Netflix, where you said it was Netflix was asking you, do you want to continue watching? And you said, just shut the fuck up, robot, and play the videos. We're off this week, quote unquote off. I'm doing the same thing as you, just vegging out on the couch watching shit on Netflix that I don't even want to watch, but I'm just like, I'm not doing anything otherwise.
Kevin, I think I said when I sent that tweet, I think it was at like 4 p.m. maybe, give or take, and I said that they'd asked me six times. They had to ask me at least six more times throughout the day. I think I watched like two seasons of The Office, just straight. Because I'm doing this mindless, I'm off, but I'm also doing this mindless fucking nonsense with the lists where I'm posting all the lists on Barstool. It's just on the background the whole time. Or, I mean, most of the time the fucking list is the background and I'm watching the show.
Right.
But it was like, It's been the best few days. I'm kind of devolving into a homeless person.
You
kind of
look
have
homeless
a home
right now, to be honest. You look like that's a homeless hat. Your sweater looks like you pulled it out of like a Goodwill store. You're borderline homeless right now.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't showered since like Sunday, probably. It's only Tuesday.
It's only Tuesday. That's not that long.
I know. Listen. I know all the blog life. Most of the bloggers don't shower. I still shower every day. That's just a thing of mine. So Sunday to Tuesday grosses me out.
But I haven't gone outside since Sunday, so there's no fucking need to. It's like, I remember when I was in college, and this might be kind of new to me, even to this year. When I was in college, I used to hate, like, when I had vacation and my friends didn't. I'd be like, this is so fucking boring, I'd rather be at school. Or, like, even sometimes when I was working in Barstool, I'd be like, what the fuck, I'd rather be at work right now, like, this is so boring.
No
not
way.
Not anymore.
That might have been like young, idealistic, hungry, motivated Feitelberg. That shit ends real fucking quick.
Yeah, this is the best. My parents are like, what are you doing? Like, why are you even staying in Boston? You should come home. I'm like, no, there's no one here. Like, why would I go home when I have the entire place to myself?
Dream scenario.
Lewis was actually supposed to come back last night, and he said he'd be home at 10. He was driving, and he never showed. So I should probably start to get concerned with that. A little while ago, I think, probably.
I mean, I've been looking forward to this week strictly for Netflix and being alone as much as possible. My wife's like, oh, I took Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off, so I'll be home too. And I was like, great, great, cannot wait, baby. Sure. Fuck. All right, let's dive into and hey, big shout to Big Daddy Trent. You're getting up all early for this. I don't even know what time zone the fuck Iowa's in, but
it's not that, I mean, it's earlier than I would normally be out of bed, but it's like 10 o'clock here. It's not too bad.
All right, good to know.
I slept until 10 o'clock. It was the best. Thank you.
This is the time of year where all the real people fucking hate us because we really probably should be working. We're just not.
When you guys were talking about showering and stuff.
We don't have a vacation either. That's what like, I don't get. Yeah. You were like when I tweeted that Netflix against it, people were like, oh, blog life sounds so fucking tough. Like, well, I don't get a real vacation. Like, I'm working at like a 25% rate this week. That's our vacation.
Right. What are you going to say, Trent?
Well, I was going to say, when you guys were talking about showering, I was just like, when I first started, I would shower every day. I'd get up and I'd like sit at my kitchen table to like work to start blogging. And now, like, smash cut to, I don't know how long I've even been doing it. I'm like on my couch, not showered for like 4 days. Fucking, like, my couch is just eating me. It's just, it's an incredible change.
Anytime someone starts, I usually give them the speech like, watch out. Even K. Marco did it to me. Even though we started at the same time, I used to obviously work while I blogged. And when I went full time, Keith was like, be ready, man. And I was like, nah, it's not going to be that different. And then Big Cat said the same thing to me. Everybody's like, no, I'm going to work. I'm going to like be normal. No. It's not possible. No.
I remember when you first started working, like, from home, and, like, you would talk to me, like, later on GChat, like, at night, and you'd be like, yeah, I just got home from, like, an hour walk because I need to go outside so I don't get depressed. Like, yeah. You just go aimlessly walk around New York City to not get sad.
Yeah, not anymore, bro. Walking, that's out. All right, we'll start off with a little holiday action.
Hey, you heaves, what's going on? It's Thomas from Philly. Giving you guys a call. I just had probably one of the most wild experiences of my life this morning. I have a brother that's significantly older than me, and my youngest nephew is very curious about if Santa's not real, or real or fake, or whatever the hell he is. And so he kept nagging me this morning, and he was wondering why I wasn't going to be present at Christmas. Because I said, you're old enough. You know Santa's not real. And not only does he still believe, but he proceeded to shit himself. And I'm not talking a little squirt. I'm talking a full load in his pants. I was just wondering if anybody else has had to break the news to any other people in their family or friends.
All right, so we got an asshole stoolie here who just blatantly just shatters the Santa Claus dream for his young cousin or nephew or whatever the fuck he said. Supposedly the kid shits his pants. I highly doubt that. But the Santa Claus myth, the Santa Claus lie, fights. How old were you when you found out Santa Claus was not real? Do you remember? Or do you know if you were old or late, like ballpark?
I mean, a kid told me, but I don't remember it being either one or the other, old or late. I had my suspicions at a pretty young age. I think I finally found out maybe third or fourth grade.
I think fourth is a little late. No, I'm trying. I'm terrible at this stuff. I don't even.
Yeah,
know.
Like, how old are you at that point?
When you tell me like, oh, I'm in fourth grade, I'm like, so what were you, like 16? I have no idea what ages correlate with.
I was always young for my grade anyway. I'm at least a year behind everyone in my grade. I don't fucking know.
And some fucking prick in your class was just like, hey, Fights, you're an idiot. Santa's not real.
It was like, but I vividly remember just not even being affected. I was we were in line to go out to recess. I was just like, oh, okay. And then we just went out to recess, and that was it.
Right. So you, you kind of knew, and that just confirmed it.
Yeah, I was all right. I was always one of the sneaky kids. Like, I looked around the house for presents at all times.
Yeah, yeah.
I can see that. And the thing was that my mom didn't even care, so, like, she didn't hide them. Like, she didn't hide them very hard under her bed or, like, in the closet. And that would be it. And I'd be like, okay, here are all the presents. I'd get them again. So, like, I knew for a long time, and then it was just...
Yeah, so that's kind of what happened to me. I found all of our presents, like, in, like, a little, like, kind of like a utility closet with all these tools and shit like that. I found every fucking thing on the wish list. So I knew, but I didn't, like, say anything because I didn't want to really ruin it, or I thought I was, like, going to get in trouble. So we went on with this charade, like, way too long. And then I think my parents started to be like, our son's retarded. He still believes in Santa Claus. And it's like, nah, I found out a long time ago.
Me and Santa were like parents who knew the marriage was over but were staying together for the kids. And I was just like, all right, I'm going to keep believing in you, right. But
it's so much more fun. We both
thought this isn't going to go very far.
It's so much better. It's fucking... Christmas sucks now. It's so much better if you believe in Santa. Trent, were you traumatized or?
I was definitely devastated. Mine was a little different. I've got a couple older brothers and sisters, and so they got to the point where they would help the parents. It actually happened on Easter. Like on Easter, we would have like gift baskets in the morning if the Easter bunny would put out.
Right.
And I woke up one night and at the kitchen table, all the older brothers and sisters were putting together the baskets. So then I was devastated about that, and then. I guess my brain just connected that, oh, fuck, I guess Santa isn't real either. So right. I was devastated, though. Like, I had no idea. I thought it was all Christmas magic until I got my heart ripped out of my chest by my brothers and
that's
sisters.
That's so perfect. That's so Big Daddy Trent. Like, just this wholesome kid who loved Santa, and he just got his fucking dream shattered.
It was terrible. Like, yeah, it was one of my few, just ripped right out of my chest.
I feel like, and did nobody at school? I feel like usually someone at school ruins it for you. I learned everything. From some, like, prick on the fucking playground. You know what I mean? I remember I learned what a condom was from a kid on the playground. He was like, you know what condoms are, right? And I was like, yeah, I know, but why don't you tell me so that I know that you know. So yeah. I'll tell you if you're right. And he was like, it's like a bag you put on your dick. I was like, yeah, exactly. Okay, what the fuck? Why would you put a bag on your dick?
So I don't remember when I found out about condoms. I'm still, like, kind of borderline, I think.
it helps if you use them occasionally, Fights.
Dude, I still don't think I know how to use condoms. I'm being dead-ass serious. Like, I break them all the time. All the time.
I think I had a stretch in high school where every time it did that thing where it, like, completely bunches up and, like, smushes your dick down and, like... I was like, why can't I figure these things out?
It's probably not great advice, but just don't use them. I mean, then you'll find. Just, I mean, that's really the best advice you can give.
Just cut them out of your life altogether.
Yeah, less stress. Well.
Potentially.
Yeah.
When you're ready to buy a car, True Car is changing car buying forever. True Car helps car buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay. Every day, True Car users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,221 off the manufacturer's suggested retail price. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, download the TrueCar mobile app or go to TrueCar.com to find out what others paid for the car that you want. Then, register to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. The third step is simple. Take your guaranteed savings certificate to the True Car certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. With True Car, you can save time, save money, and never overpay. To see how much you can save on the car you want, simply download the True Car mobile app or visit TrueCar.com today.
Let's do a little Barstool talk.
What's up, KSC? So my question is, if all the different Barstool cities got in the fight, meaning like KFC and Barstool JJ, so Barstool New York versus Barstool Chicago or Barstool Boston, everyone got in the fight, who's coming out alive and who's coming out the winner? Thank you.
All right, so all the Barstool cities are fighting each other. Who would come out alive, who would win, who would die? Trent, you wanna just like be a one-man army here, or are you going to like sign as a free agent somewhere?
No, I'll just take on everybody.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Fine.
Okay, that's fine. Makes sense.
I'll just... So Trent dies first.
Yeah, so Trent's dead.
No way. No way, man. I'm a warrior. No, I don't know.
I feel like there's like 1,000 people in Barstool, Chicago. I feel like they would have like strength by numbers. Fights, I mean, we've told the story a couple times where he's throwing fists at on the blackout tour. I think he's probably the only guy.
I don't really care about that. This is easy because it's Boston, but it's got nothing to do with anything like that. I mean, we have the Demets. We're just outsmart all you guys.
No.
We'll have like remember the video game Age of Empires? Like, you guys are all in the Stone Age. We're in the Iron Age. And we'll have fucking, like, catapults and whatever. We'll just kick your ass with stuff that I don't even know how it works.
I'm sick of the DevNest. I get a text the other day from the DevNest. Like, did you set up your email? Can you have it forwarding? Blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
I'm like, hey, DevNest, we're paying you like $1 zillion and you're supposed to be fucking Zuckerbergs. How about you set up my fucking email for me? Jesus Christ.
Can we have a serious talk real quick? I haven't done that. And I don't have any tips emails anymore. Have you?
No, I haven't done that either. And I'm not going to, because that's just stuff I don't do. So do it for me, DevNest. Christ, set up a forwarding
email. I have not
email.
Done that.
His email, when he
like
sends...
I was trying to check the tips email yesterday, and I was just like, why is it all junk mail now? And I was like, it's right, there's that new email address, but I don't remember the password or the address or how to get to it, so fuck it. We don't get tips anymore.
It's not that hard, actually. I did it, so I mean, I'm just going to let you
all
guys
right.
know.
If Iowa can
if
do
the,
it,
I would say, if the Iowa guy can figure it out, it's not that hard.
As far as the rest, I mean, Boston, all right, so you have the you have the smarts. Fights, you'll be like the brawn, and you got the financial backing of Portnoy. That's a tough team to beat. I think Chicago has the strength in numbers. New York, I mean, 6'10 is actually like a fucking monster. I just don't think he cares enough about Barstool to go to war with us. I'm obviously useless. JJ's a fat piece of shit. I don't think New York is winning this battle, put it that way. So I think it'll be I think me and Trent are dead. Philly, Smitty fancies himself a big tough guy, right? He's always talking about how he used to play football.
He's big.
Yeah.
Smitty, when we met, I think that was the first time I met Smitty after your wedding, when we did that Xbox contest. He was a lot taller than I thought he was.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know how, like, I guess I've met Big Cat. He's a big dude. I've met Dave. He's not that big. But I feel like the Chicago guys, I feel like they would just – Big Cat's huge, and there's a ton of those guys. So
there's like a little fucking – a whole slew of them.
There are.
This is a great one.
Yo, what's up, KFC? JD here. So I went out with my buddies last night. I'm home for Christmas break. And I run into my ex-girlfriend as – you know, most Christmas breaks go. And so long story short, I ended up going back to it, and we start hooking up, and it's, you know, rekindling the old flame. And she has all these new moves, and I can't wrap my head around where she got them from. And it was incredible. But I'm starting to worry that maybe it was me this entire time. Maybe I was the shortcomings over here. So I just want to hear your guys' thoughts on the old ex-girlfriend home for Christmas break thing. Be much.
All right, dude runs into his ex-girlfriend from high school on Christmas break. They hook up again, and she's got a whole new repertoire of moves. And he's just freaked out by this, wants to know where she got them. Well, she got them by all the dudes she's fucked since you. She's right. Learned a lot because she's taken a lot of dick.
What does that even mean? I don't know where she got them.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. she just like read a book and then figured it out.
Like she had them the whole time and just wasn't unleashing them on you or something. No, dude. She's been banging a bunch of other dudes, learning a bunch of shit from her slutty college friends. And, you know.
Although, like, how many moves have you learned from a girl? It could be all from porn. Like, all the moves I learned from porn. No girl's ever taught me how to, like, a move.
True.
You're just watching game tape.
Yeah, just watching film.
Maybe she's been
teleprompter out.
Binging up at college.
I mean, that's equally as cool. Either way, I think this is great that, you know, your ex-girlfriend is like, still down to fuck you, and now she fucks like a porn star.
I wouldn't pass her to be like, oh, she set all this up. I'm going to go home Christmas break, fuck my ex-boyfriend, and show him how much better I am now. Just as a big fuck you.
Well, yeah, and that's a thing, too. It could just be a big motivator. Like, maybe you dumped her, and she wants to show you what, like, you're missing. So she's, like, you know, read up on it and watched some game tape, like you said, and wants to bring her A game. Either way, though, I think this is all a good thing for you. I can understand, though, where you're like, wait a minute, maybe I was like the fucking vanilla plain loser in bed who like never even got this, like unlocked this chick's freak box at all.
Want me to shatter the glass for you? You were.
Yeah.
Like 100% you were. And that's fine. I mean,
well, here's the thing. It depends
not
on
everyone should be a porn
here's
star.
Here's the problem. This dude clearly hasn't gone on to anything like else. Like if
right.
you say you both hook up in high school, you get you're dating, and you're both like the first person you've ever hooked up with, you've ever had sex with. And so you're both kind of like vanilla. I mean, like you said, Fights, everyone's watched porn. Everyone should kind of know how to take it to the next level. But let's just say you don't. You break up. She goes on and comes back with, like, this whole new skill set. And you've got nothing. That's the problem. If he went on and fucked a bunch of freaky chicks, too, it'd just be, like, all good. But when you're still, like, on first base and she's rounded home, you're kind of like, well, I'm the fucking loser in bed.
That's why I think it's... That's why I think it's her. I think she planned this on him to like fuck with his head. Cause he, I don't know. There's no, I mean, what else, if you don't, if he's left in the dust, whatever. But I think she came home with like, I'm going to make him feel like a piece of shit and call a Barstool voicemail to cry
about
it.
Now, ordinarily we would be like, well, fucking chicks. They think that like they're masterminds here. Well, you're still fucking my brains out. So I still win. But if you're calling up Barstool being like, what do I do? Maybe this chick really did just fuck with his brain real bad. I don't know. Either way, I would just roll with this. I would say, brush up on your own skills, bud. Take your own game to the next level. Use it as motivation and keep fucking your ex-girlfriend, who's now a freak.
I had a girl come back and tell me she was into anal now, but she just told me. She didn't let me do it. It was just rubbing my face in it.
Now that is mind games. That is a Jedi mind trick right there. Hey, remember you used to put my dick in this hole? Well, you know, you can put it in
like
my other
this...
hole now, but no, we're not going to do that.
Yeah,
that's fucked up. Yeah.
I was, like, she like said that, and I was just like, so, no. Like,
let me just stop you right there. I'm just telling you about my new preference. You're not going to get to do it. Yeah, I would say just for this guy, you know, don't worry about it. Turn a negative into a positive.
Yeah, as long as she lets you keep having sex with her, who cares what's going on?
Right. Let her do all. Let her be your guinea pig. Let her try out all her new moves on you, bro. Win-win.
Hey, fans. Adam Carolla here. You know my podcast. It's the most downloaded podcast in the world, according to Guinness Book of World Records. Always available 24/7 at podcastone.com. Great guests, great topics, and new listeners always welcome. So thank you and mahalo.
Guess what?
What?
What? Pauly Shore's now on Podcast One.
Try and experience what I'm about to chirp in your lobes, okay, cool?
That's right. You can download new episodes of his Interested podcast every week. And while you're at it, check out all of his 2014 episodes for free through the end of January.
Whoa, buddy.
So if you're a Pauly Shore fan, there's no better way to start the new year.
This is what put this place on the map.
It's our gift to you from PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com.
Decided he needs to get out of there immediately. What do you do in this situation? And we were kind of playing hypotheticals here too. Say you're going down on a girl and she lets one out. You keep going. Do you pretend you don't notice? Do you just switch it up and say, hey, you know, you got to give me head now, or do you just put your clothes on and call tonight? Let me know what you think. Viva.
All right, we've talked about girls in the bathroom and farting many times before. This is a little more of a specific situation. They're in the middle of hooking up, one squeaks out, and this chick stops to light a candle. That is the problem. Like we've said this before, you would prefer pooping and farting to be out of sight, out of mind. But sometimes shit happens, quite literally, and you got to deal with it. But if you stop the action to like strike a match and light a fucking Yankee candle, now we're just calling attention to the situation. If this girl has any pride, if this chick farts on you mid-hookup, she needs to just kick it into high gear and and whip out one of these new moves that we're just talking about last call to make you completely forget about it. Like, if you fart, I'd be like, oh, no. And then if you, like, drop down to your knees and you just start blowing me like a fucking porn star, I'm really going to forget about that fart pretty much instantly.
Yeah, if she farts and then she's like, oh, I got to light a candle, then she knows it's, what she's basically saying is like, this is going to fucking smell, so this is going to be a problem.
Like, yeah, this is not just one that snuck out. This is like I had Mexican last night or like something's been going on for a while. This is going to be a problem.
So I think, yeah, if she didn't get up to light a candle, I think it's fine. But if she's like, we got to do something about this now because it's going to get bad, then I think it's done. I think it's over. I think you just got to stop.
I mean, I'm not stopping.
No, I was going to say, I'm not stopping.
That's such a college, like, this is a college kid calling. That's such a college kid problem to have. Like, oh, a girl tooted a little bit. Like, I always think of the, Louis C.K. has a bit where he's like, kids, like, oh, I'm on my period. Is that okay? He's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, come over. I'll drink your period blood. It doesn't. Like, that's kind of like, in college, I used to, like, I'd be like, I don't fuck on periods, and I'd have all this shit. Dude, I'm a homeless person now. You want to come over and fart? Like, we'll just fart. That's fine. Like, I'll take what I can get. It's whatever. That's not stop. You want to light a candle? We can do, like, the church thing. We'll light a million candles. Whatever the fuck you want. It doesn't matter. Whatever happens, if I get you into my bed, sex is happening.
Agreed. Beggars can't be choosers. Yeah. It's taking – there could be a fire in my apartment. I'm not stopping. Because eventually I guess when you're in college and you can just fuck all sorts of different girls, you're going to be like, I'm not going to fuck the ones that fart. Yeah. And that is a perfectly valid standard to have. When you're just like falling over into pussy, you just trip and fall, and your dick lands in pussy in college. When that stops, when that dries up, and I mean those little like check boxes of will not do this, will not do that, they all disappear. So I'm not stopping. Period. But I will say, we don't need to light a candle. We've all smelt a fart before. Let's not draw attention to it.
It's happened. Absolutely happened.
Right.
They're like. I'm getting a little choked up thinking about it, but like, they're like, yeah, there's been times where I'm like, whoa, it just kind of started. Like, it's never been like an audible fart, but there have been times where I'm going down to the girl, I'm like, whoa, it just started to smell for a second. What was that about?
Right. What about the flip side? Have you ever just ripped ass on a chick?
I don't think so, actually.
I let one, like a perfect, like, cartoon textbook fart. It was like, just a perfect fart noise, and I mean, we just both laughed about it. That was a low moment. That was a real low moment. But you know, it was like when we were done, like right when I finished. I don't know whether that makes it better or worse, but not fun.
I don't know. I don't know if that makes it better or worse.
No, it's not a good situation either way. As far as his second portion of the question, if you're going down on a chick and she like lets out a real fart. I mean, Fights just said he'll power through it and keep going. I think I would probably switch it up, though. I think I'd be like, you lose your privileges here. You're like, put on timeout. I'll do it again next time. But I was in the middle of this, and you let that out.
Yeah, that feels like, I think it feels like disrespect. Like, I'm down here. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just here.
Trying my hardest.
Yeah. I'm trying, and then you just rip ass. That's just disrespectful.
This is nasty. I think I kept going because I think it was, like, my fault.
Your fault? What were you, rotting around in there?
Like, no, like, I think I was spreading her ass or something like that. Like, when you almost like a balloon, when you pinch the top of a balloon, you get it, you know what I mean? When it's, like, it's kind of squeaks out like that, like, that's my fault, I guess. I shouldn't have done that.
Oh, that poor girl, she's probably sitting there clenching her cheeks, like, I'm going to let one rip, and you were like, let's do it, girl!
Fights is like, fuck it.
All right, enough girls farting. I don't even know what this one's about. Let's hear it.
Hey guys, this is Ryan from Rhode Island. I just had a quick question for you. So I've just recently started a new job, and I work with like one guy and about 10 other chicks. And the dude is my age. I'm 25. So maybe he's just excited that another guy his age is working with him. But I've only been there like 3 weeks, and homeboy has asked me to hang out at his house specifically like 3 times. Like, one time he was like, I just bought a house. I got a sick home theater set up. You should come over and check it out. I'm like, oh, cool. Yeah, yeah, man. Maybe sometime. And then last night he was like, hey, man, you ever play Super Mario Brothers or Super Smash Brothers? And he's like, you should come over and play sometime, man. It would be really cool. Come over to my house. And I don't know if he's just trying to be super nice or if this guy is just a fucking psycho. I don't know what to make of it. So I was trying to get you guys' take on it. What should I do? Should I find a new job? Should I just ignore this guy? Or should I actually go to his house and maybe completely normal dude? Thanks, Siva.
I love the fact that this guy, like, leaving his job is actually probably an option for this dude. So I've talked about this a million times on Mail Time and Cubicle Chronicles and all that. Hanging out with coworkers is always weird. Asking coworkers to just, like, come over to your house and play Mario Kart and, like, check out your home theater is even weirder. That's weird for, like, even just regular friends. If I was like, yo, Fights, I got these new speakers, man. Want to come, like, check out my surround sound on Netflix? I hope you would be like, the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't think this has anything to do. He said he mentioned he works with, like, 10 girls and one guy. I don't think it has anything to do with that. I just don't think this guy has any real friends, like, outside of work. Why else would he be asking? It's weird, yeah.
He's very probably specific. Asking the chicks, too. He's probably just he's probably asking anybody and everybody at this point because he sounds like a fucking weirdo. It's such a tough situation.
What's his job? I mean, if you work with 10 girls, he might be gay?
Yeah, I was thinking that, too. Maybe that guy just wants to fuck you.
That's definitely possible.
I mean, you got to get your gaydar on at that point and figure out what's going on. You have to know that first and foremost. Like Fights, when we don't really have any sort of dynamic like this, but like when there's a new intern in the office, or like when Lewis started working in the office and now you guys live together, like, has there ever been a Barstool like employee thing where it's like people, like one of the interns begging to hang out with you or something like that, where it's just like, no, man, we just write our blogs here in this shitty office and then we go home and like that's it?
No, not really. Because all the interns are always young.
Right.
They like, can't even go out, really. Or they... Actually, I guess not. I guess we only hire 21-year-old interns. No, there hasn't.
Do you, like, Hank and like, when D-Lo was there, and, like, Millmore, do you guys all get together? Or is it just kind of like, I'll see you at the office tomorrow since we're always here?
Didn't really hang out with D-Lo too much. We hang out with Hank on the weekends sometimes.
Hank life, man. I would just fucking ride that wave too.
Yeah. Hank's, I mean that, but that didn't happen for like over a year. It wasn't like the first thing, like, right. Hey, it appears. It was like,
well, here's the thing is that for the most part, if you get hired by Barstool, I think you kind of like are a normal dude and you know these things. Like, you know not to be like, hey, John, what's up, Feidelberg? Let's play video games, because that's a weird thing to do and you probably wouldn't even get hired in the first place if you were weird like that.
It's hard. It's so different too, because like we go away for the weekend together all the time. So like we end up going out together.
Right.
And then it's like, okay, well that was fun. So when we hang up, we get back to Boston.
I also think it's just a matter in general, Barstool aside, coworker hanging out shit. It's like if you see someone 5 days a week all the time, you don't need to hang out outside of work. I know it's like, let's get a beer together because that's fun and sitting at our computers is not fun, but it's a matter of just like the amount of time you see those people. You see them enough, you still see them at lunch, you still crack some jokes on your break. You don't need to play fucking Mario Kart together, all right?
When I worked in the Cube job, the last thing I wanted to do was see those faces more than I had to.
Right.
Yeah, that's like...
And that doesn't mean like, it could be a perfectly cool dude. Could be some girls that you're friends with, whatever. It's not like you hate them. Just, well, sometimes, most of the time you hate them. But
yeah, definitely.
It doesn't always mean that. You're just a normal person who doesn't want to see those people 100 hours a week.
I was worried about that with living with Lewis, but we just, after work, we come home and I sit in my chair and he sits on the couch and we just don't talk until we go to bed.
You sit in silence and you watch fucking Netflix and nobody, you don't even know if another person's in the room.
Yeah.
I mean, your roommate, Lewis could be dead right now. He could have driven off a cliff last night, and you haven't even reached out to him.
I'm not going to inspect it until vacation's over.
I don't want that weighing on my mind.
You don't
want
to have to deal
vacation.
With it until...
Not on vacation. I'm not finding out if my roommate's dead on
After
vacation.
A couple of scenes of Office, maybe you'll check it out.
Let's do a little Twitter talk.
What's up, KFC? This is Zach from Long Island. Got a little Twitter would you rather for you. My question is... Would you rather
not be able to tweet for a full year, but you can follow everyone, you can read everyone's tweets that you want, or you can only follow and look at 10 different people's tweets. You can choose the 10 people, and you can tweet as much as you want. Bit of a tough one. So that's my question. Viva.
All right, so it's the two different sides of Twitter. You can either follow everyone you want and see everything that's going on, but you're not allowed to send your own tweets. Or you can follow a very limited number of people, 10 people of your choice, and you can tweet unlimitedly. So would you rather be able to see everything that's going on Twitter or put out your own thoughts?
This is a tough one for us.
Yeah,
yeah, I was going to say, this is like, it's going to be very different from people who do it for a living versus people who do it for fun. I got friends who have an account and have never sent a tweet. And they just follow hot chicks and follow athletes that they want to follow and all that shit and just use it as like a news thing. I mean, I think for us, we all have to say send tweets, right? I don't know though. I mean, I guess I get so much of my material
from Twitter.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I have like a whole list of guys set up news outlets and breaking news shit that helps me blog. That if I couldn't look at that, that would probably be.
Yeah, like I think tweeting is definitely like sending out our own tweets is important, but we still have, I mean, you still have the blog, but like if I, yeah, like I get most of my news shit from Twitter, so to not be able to follow like as many people as I wanted, that'd be tough.
You basically couldn't really be up on breaking news anymore. If you were relying on like websites or TV to get your breaking news, you'd be fucking hours late.
Yeah.
It'd be like, would you rather have the internet or a newspaper?
Yeah, basically. But that being said, like during a like tweeting during a big game, an award show, the Olympics, shit like that, just sitting there not being able to tweet would drive me nuts.
That would suck.
I went down the cereal hole. Trent, we'll talk about cereal for a little bit too, because I know you're a cereal guy.
Okay.
I found myself down yet another cereal rabbit hole where I'm just tweeting back and forth with this dude. The same way Fights and BC just fucking bang heads for like hours on the podcast. And I'm like, why am I doing this? He's not going to bend. I'm not going to bend. But I can't not send the tweet. I just like, I'm fucking addicted to it at this point. So I guess in that sense, I would really not be able to not tweet. As far as cereal goes, though, I don't want to get into a whole episode of it here because we'll be doing another one. But Trent, you haven't really gotten a chance to speak on it yet. Where do you fall as far as cereal goes? Team Adnan, Team Jay, whatever, your thoughts.
I thought almost from the very beginning in the early episodes on, I thought Adnan did it. And I really felt that way all the way through. Just, he never was able to convince me that he didn't do it. I know there's, and you guys have talked about it a ton, but it just, I'm not sure he acted alone, but I know that Adnan at least, if he didn't do it alone, I think he was involved and I think he did it for sure. I don't know how I know that.
Yeah, yeah. Here's the thing.
Trent's a gut guy.
Here's the thing. Yeah.
I am. Yeah.
Here's the thing. You're yet another dumb person who just makes shit up and believes it. So, whatever.
It's not fair that it's me versus you and Brendan on the podcast because most people think Adnan did it.
Yeah, but most people are dumb, bro.
No, they're not.
Yes. You're going to tell me the general public is not stupid?
I can tell you you're stupid. How about
that? Yeah, all right. Well,
He did.
You think Jay just is this mastermind?
No, I think Jay is a fucking liar.
You don't think Adnan was involved at all?
No, I do. I do think that. I think there's too many weird holes and what's it called? Contradictions that
in your heart of hearts, you think he should be out of jail and he had nothing to do with this
person? Oh, I definitely think there's not even remotely close enough to send him to jail. I absolutely think he should have been free.
I think I got caught up on one thing early on, and this might have been really early in the episodes, when Koenig or whatever is asking him, why didn't you call Hay after she disappeared, or why didn't you page her? Because there's no records of that. And he couldn't answer it. I think I might have got hung up on that.
Yeah, but
like, why wouldn't he call her, text her? They're friends. Why wouldn't they see where she's at?
That's weird. Here's the thing, though. Weird.
Hang on. I didn't fucking call Lewis. So
right. And well, listen. Don didn't. Don didn't either. Don, her boyfriend at the time, didn't either. We're not calling him a murderer. That's not weird. It's just the whole thing is like you people pick. I think that's weird. I think that's true. I think that's not true. and it's all fucking just gut and made up. That's it. So, and if you believe that, you're gonna believe it. There's no changing you. My point is just that, like, Adnan, people said he was at the mosque, and people are just like, nah, that's not true. I don't know. He said he was at track, and they're just like, nah, he wasn't. And other alibis are like, nah, I didn't believe that.
No one said he was at track. He said he's at track. Everyone's like, I don't know, he might have been.
Yeah, they're like, oh, he didn't take attendance.
No one said he was at track.
Right, I'm just saying, but you just choose not to believe that. And then, like, there are two people who saw him at the mosque, and they're just like, nah, that's not true. And, like, the Asia just doesn't matter. But everything Jay says, even though he's an admitted liar, you're just like, no, I believe that. I believe that. Even though he lies every time he opens his mouth, I believe that. We'll leave it at that because we're gonna do serialistly episode 5 now because we got the new Jay interview coming out where he just sounds like a fucking moron again, Fights. So we'll wait for the second part of that.
Guy knows what he's talking about.
We'll wait for the second part of that interview and then we'll do another episode. A couple more voicemails here and we'll wrap it up. One more episode here. Voicemail.
Hey guys, it's Wally from Minneapolis. I'm currently debating with my friends about our New Year's Eve plans, and I'm curious to hear your thoughts about going to a club versus a house party on New Year's. My argument is that clubs are pretty overrated, and I don't really want to spend upwards of $100, not including booze, waiting to work up the courage to awkwardly grind up on the hot chick across the dance floor that, in all likelihood, already has a boyfriend that could beat the living shit out of me. Instead, I'd rather deploy my game at a kick-ass, no-holds-barred house party. Just wondering where you guys stand on this. Viva.
It's New Year's Eve. By the time you listen to this, it's New Year's Eve. So, what are your thoughts on this? I mean, it's amateur night for some people. Other people, actually, most people seem to dislike it, but it's a night where you're still going to party and drink and do something. So, Big Daddy, you got New Year's plans?
Not really, other than I wouldn't step foot in like a club or a bar. I think that's
insane.
I mean, that's insane. Like, it's any other night of the year really is okay, but it's packed. I don't really like dressing up and going out, and like I'd rather just go to, if anything, it'd be a house party or like some hole in the wall bar. But if people are like, hey, we're gonna go get dressed up and drink champagne at this, I mean, there's not many like super nice clubs around here, but
yeah, I mean, I feel like, is the gas station doing like an all you can drink? Like,
if they are, I'll be there. But like, there's no like in Chicago, New York, I know there's big clubs that have like, I mean, even in like, if we go to Iowa City or something, there's like lines out the fucking door and it's 20 or like however much cover is. That sounds like a nightmare to me. Like I used to do that in like when I'm in my early 20s, but I'd much rather just drink at a house and watch the ball drop on somebody's TV.
Fights, are you even going to leave the house or are you just going to do New Year's alone?
New Year's alone.
Yeah, that's what's up. I think I'm just going to have people over my apartment just because I was like preemptively like, I don't want to go out. I'm not going to deal with like cabs or Uber being like $10,000. I'm just going to have you come to me and you can get the fuck out after the ball drops and I'll be on my couch like in my fucking hoodie. That's it. I mean, you're not even going to even bother inviting anybody over or doing anything.
Well, on a previous KFC Radio episode, I had discussed how we were getting a place in Vermont.
Oh, right.
And my friend who's the organizer had put it on me, and I had said that I kept lying and saying I was looking for a place and never did. And that continued until now.
Until the 31st.
So I found one place, and it was on VRBO. And it was like too good to be true, and I emailed the people, and I was like, yo, is it still open? They said, yes, it is. I said, great, send me the lease, and I'll send you a check. And, you know, we'd like to lock it down for, you know, the 5 days around New Year's. And they said, okay, that's fine. Just email us. But first you have to transfer $3,000 to a Virgin Islands bank. And I just...
Give me a fucking break.
I said, no.
That's ridiculous.
And then that was the end of my search. I found that one place, they tried to fuck me, and I was like, I'm not going to keep doing this.
So instead, it's just going to be office marathon on the couch?
Yeah. I keep saying I'm going to get into Peaky Blinders, so maybe I'll start.
Oh,
that.
Dude, do it. It's fucking great.
Is that
great.
Good? My sister, my family was talking about that. They said it's awesome.
It's awesome. The only thing is, I have to use the subtitles because they have like thick English and Irish accents. And sometimes I was like, I literally don't know what you're saying. It sounds like a different language. Other than that,
watch that show, Honorable Woman.
I started it, but I like had shit to do. I'm waiting. Probably as soon as we get done with this, I'll have like 6 hours. I'm gonna start banging it out. That's the honorable woman. The only thing I don't like, Maggie Gyllenhaal, but whatever. It's supposed to be.
She's okay in it, though.
It's supposed to be.
I like her, but I didn't mind her in it.
Lewis described it as the British Homeland. So if you're into Homeland,
it's
maybe.
Not. He told me it was as good as Homeland Season 1. It's not. But I mean, it's.
You guys need to be watching The Wire. That's what you need to be watching.
I forgot to bring up The Wire.
Trent. I know. Fights tried. I think you tried. You guys got to stick with it.
I can't. Yo, season 2 of The Wire is the most boring television I've ever tried to watch.
No.
So they've been running
seasons. Like, they started one day, they do a season a day. And they must have, they ran season 2 on a Saturday. And I went out the night before. And I was like, I sent out a tweet. I was like, nobody fucking tweet me about season 2. Because it's like, that's what they say. But it's such a good season. And it's pivotal in the rest of the show. You just gotta stick with it.
The Wire to you is like Breaking Bad to me. I saw someone tweet you like, I watched a couple episodes, like, when does it get good? And you tweeted out that gif of the guy, like, of Stone Cold, when he's like,
yeah.
When people are like, Breaking Bad, like, season 1, is it, like, when does it get good? I'm like, it already was. Every single episode. It's all brilliant. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah, and I like Breaking Bad too. I don't want to put myself in a category where I don't like that. But The Wire is the same way.
Season one
is one of the best, and people are tweeting me like, "This is so boring." I'm like, "I'm gonna drive to your fucking house and murder you."
Meet me in Temecula. I mean, I want to like it. I'm not being stubborn. I would love to like it. When I watched season 2, I was like, I've lost track of what's going on because I'm zoning out. I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad show or whatever. I've tried enough times where I just think it's not for me. As much as that, like, horrifies The Wire fans, I just don't think it's in at the cards for me.
It does, yeah. And I'm totally the asshole who's like, I hate you that you don't like the show. So I admit that. But it's great. I love it. They're running season 5 today, which that's probably what I'm going to do once we're done here. I'm just going to watch TV all day.
You should do Peaky Blinders if you can. It's 2 seasons, only 6 episodes each. So it's basically like one normal season of TV. You can rip through it. And Tommy Shelby is the main character. He's Sandman. Is that his name from Batman?
Mm-hmm.
Scarecrow.
Scarecrow.
He's awesome. He's like one of the best characters on TV. So check that out. Any New Year's resolutions for either of you guys, or are we both? Are we all just so far gone as regular humans? We're not even trying at life anymore.
So far gone.
So far gone. I don't know. Maybe I'll try and work out, but that probably won't happen.
Yeah, I definitely won't work out. I think I might try to eat healthy again because I'm almost bottoming out this week where I'm just being so disgusting with Domino's and cheesy bread and shit that I'm even grossing myself out. But
well, yeah, that's what I do. I eat like shit. Like this is the holidays. I'm telling myself it's the holidays.
Right.
And then I'm going to work out and eat better. And then it's just like,
it just never happens.
Goes back to it. Never. I just keep putting it off and putting it off. It'll happen. Never.
All right, Happy New Year to everybody. 2014 in the books. Don't forget, next Saturday is the 100th episode of KFC Radio. We'll be recording live at Saloon. We're going to do it at like around 2:30 in the afternoon on Saturday. Me, Fights, Big Cat will record the episode, and then we'll roll right into the 4 o'clock divisional football games.
You know what game that is?
Is it the Pats?
Yeah.
Oh, shit! we're canceling the whole thing. You're out. You're out. Trent, you're in. You're flying to New York. Oh, man.
Yeah, they play the 10th at 4 o'clock, 4:30.
That should be fun, I guess.
I'm actually not thrilled about it. I don't like watching games at bars, especially the important ones.
You can go home.
I'm sure KFC might like that if you just leave right after.
Oh, man, Fights. I mean, 0% chance this happens probably, but if there's an upset.
Dude, remember when I was living in New York and we played the Jets?
Yeah, it'll be like that. I'll give it to you 1,000 times worse, though.
I didn't give you a chance. I left. I was out of there. Irish goodbye. I think you guys were talking about the Irish goodbye yesterday on the rundown, and someone said, like, the Irish goodbye should be socially acceptable. And I was like, It's not?
Yeah, I do shit all the time.
The Irish goodbye.
I can't remember the last social setting I didn't leave as an Irish goodbye. Like, are you supposed to like shake people's hands and leave?
To be honest, the non-Irish goodbye, the traditional goodbye, is kind of arrogant. Where you're like, I'm announcing I'm leaving, guys. Yeah. Like, say your goodbyes to me. Yeah. I will no longer be in your presence.
Right.
It's bullshit. My wife tried to Irish goodbye at work the other night. And she left her fucking purse. She had to call her boss and be like, can you grab my purse? And they were like, what do you mean? You left? She's like, yeah, I'm on the train already.
If you do the Irish goodbye at the right time, everybody's so fucking drunk they don't even remember. Yeah. That's the best way to do it. Right. Yeah.
Everyone should Irish at all times. That's,
yeah, I don't want. Yeah, I don't want to shake your hand. I don't want
to. That's my New Year's resolution: to always Irish goodbye. Irish goodbye more.
That should be everyone's, I think.
All right, so check out 100th episode next Saturday, and yeah, catch you next time.